Welcome to Swatting Flies Telling Lies. How's everybody doing? There was, nobody this week, so it's just me. Got me thinking, you know, what the fuck am I going to talk about, man? There's a lot and there's nothing. So one of the things I was thinking about, and I do this often, I jump online, take a look at shit from like my childhood. I look at arcade games. They got this cool one called Arcade 1-Up. I got one, but it's not the actual one that I wanted. I bought it just to have this one. The one I have is Street Fighter versus, is it X-Men, I think? And I would prefer just the fucking Street Fighter game itself, Street Fighter 2, Street Fighter 2 Champion Edition, or in some other fucking universe if I could get the original Street Fighter game. Now, some of those had these huge fucking buttons, and I remember Les Jackson telling me, my brother, that he would fucking hit him with his elbow. But at Merv Haven's arcade, he had some fucking bangers there, man. He had the Star Wars game, the stand-up game. You're the X-Wing fighter, you're Luke. That was a lot of fun. Yet that somehow wasn't my favorite flight game that he had there. He had another one called Zaxxon. And that game was so fucking difficult. I could never fucking beat it. I could get to a certain point, but I just couldn't. I just fucking couldn't, man. And then there was the game of games there. Track and field. They had those. It was a two-player game. 100-meter dash and such, and there was two buttons, and in the middle of it, center, there was a jump button, and you used to, my first time going there and shit, I didn't know this, I was playing, I had to have my mom there, man. I was kind of mad that my dad made me take my mom. I don't know, it's probably my mom, but I remember playing, like, the older high school kids, and they had carpenter's pencils. Anyways, I looked up that game to buy because so in 2003, I bought a Xbox and had it modified by Ira, modified and put a bunch of games on there. Every arcade game, essentially, that was in my childhood, I felt like was on there. Now, the problem with that is, when you get like, and I ended up buying this game again in 2012 on the Xbox when it became available through download, and I got it on my little handheld Nintendo fucking thing. I can't even think of it, man. I got a brain fart. But the problem with it is that track and field game, you need to fucking play it with the arcade. That way you can have your carpenter's pencil to fucking win the races. Win the hurdles, win the long jump, win the high jump. I always sucked when if I ever made it to the final one. I think it was that the hammer ball. So I'm always looking for stuff like that. Now I can't afford it and I don't have space, but I'm always still looking for stuff, you know, from my childhood, man. That would be one of them, man. I would, if I could, I would get that game. I would get track and field. Probably get Afterburner. That one was over here at McBride's at the mall. I would get Afterburner. I would get Karate Champ. I would, yeah, man. Terminator 2, the Ninja Turtles. I get the Ninja Turtles. Bad Dudes. That's one. So they put Bad Dudes on a Arcade 1-Up system, and it sold out. It was that burger fucking game, man, where you fucking run on the burgers to build it. They put that game on there along with, like, fucking, I think it was Shinobi and some other wrestling game. But I'm like, fuck, dude, make fucking Karate Champ fucking available, man. Now, back in late 2019, early 2020, I first saw it on Arcade 1-Up, and I was saving up money, and then it just sold out, Like, it sold out, like, right around the time the pandemic hit. And I just waited too fucking long, man. I could have had bad dudes. I could have had fucking bad dudes. So, if you're thinking of a gift to get me just because you want to get me a gift, that would be the gift, man. Get me bad dudes. Get me the fucking arcade. I think it was a Capcom game of bad dudes. Double Dragon. Yeah, that one was pretty slick too. Merle's been busy with shit, so I don't know when he'll be back on. Like I said, I'm always trying to get people on. It just doesn't always work out. I was going to have Adam on because I was going to go to his place yesterday, but some stuff popped up. So I am going to Adam's next Saturday after work to barbecue some hot dogs, man. So I know Adam will be on next week's episode. We'll talk about how everything's been going with him. I know he's had a couple pop-up sales for his Naughty Guy stuff, which is pretty cool, man. And we're getting closer to them making his beer, his Naughty Guy beer. So he's going to be on once that's made. And then we're going to record a podcast in August, hopefully downtown at this brewery drinking it, man. So we got some stuff to look forward to. Other than that, man, I watched a really cool movie last night called Late Night with the Devil. It's available if you have Shudder or AMC Plus, because if you got AMC Plus on Amazon Prime, now that's a fucking mouthful, then you could get it. And it's a good, great fucking movie. It's one of the better movies I've seen, one of the better horror found. I would say it's probably one of the better found footage horror movies. It was, because a lot of them just kind of fucking suck, man. So I gave that one 4 out of 5 chainsaws. Now, if you see my posts on Facebook when I'm at the movie theater, if it's a good movie, I don't spoil it. All I'll put is you'll laugh, you'll hurl, you'll cry. That is from Wayne's World. That is what was on the poster and on the VHS tape of the movie. It says, you'll laugh, you'll hurl, you'll cry. You'll laugh, you'll hurl, you'll cry. So I put that on most of my movie posts when I'm at the movie theater here. There is nothing here that I want to watch anytime soon. Not until like middle of next month. The Fall Guy with Ryan Gosling. And then in July, Deadpool and Wolverine. So, but there's some other stuff. There are other avenues I want to take. I want to go back and review what some people consider perfect movies to them or not. So I'm just trying to line that up with a previous guest. So you got any ideas, just message me or post on this post when I post this. Just a few ideas of what I consider a perfect movie are True Romance, Christian Slater, Patricia Arquette, and Pulp Fiction, John Travolta, Samuel Jackson, Uma Thurman, Bruce Willis. What ties those two movies together? Quentin Tarantino wrote both of them. And he was going to direct True Romance, but he ended up just taking over Pulp Fiction, which was his baby. And so, like, I love both of those movies. Got to watch True Romance 31 years ago in the theater with my brother Milo in Washington. And watched Pulp Fiction in, like, 95. Didn't understand it the first time. Now it's just like, damn, this is a great fucking movie. And Heat's a great fucking movie. The Lost Boys, obviously. But yeah, so like I said, I'm still fucking around. If you want a shirt or a sweater, hit me up. If you want a workout sweater, those are going to cost a little bit more. Cost more for me to get those, and I have to, where I get them from, I mean, they're badass workout sweaters. Those are going to be probably about $10 more than the other sweaters. So let me know if you want one. I am going to mess around with one I got right now. I have a pink one. I just ordered a black one. And yeah, man, I'll put Swat and Fly is Telling Lies, SFTL on it, and then could put Res Fab on the back for you, man. And then yeah, dude, just hit me up anytime, peeps. Let me know when you want a sweater or shirt. I got stickers. I still have stickers available. So let me know if you want some. Anytime you see me, just ask me. I'll go out to my car and get you a sticker. So sorry for the short episode this week, peeps, and we'll be back with a longer one next week. Later.